For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Christ's Millennial Reign. The millennial reign of Jesus Christ, a thousand-year era of peace on this earth, will be ushered in by the revelation of Christ when he comes back to this earth with 10,000s of his saints from the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Battle of Armageddon will take place, marking the end of the Great Tribulation. Following the judgment of the nations, when Christ judges the great Gentile world powers, he will institute his earthly kingdom. Jesus will rule the nations of all the earth from the seat of his government in Jerusalem. The apostles will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The raptured saints, including the prophets and martyrs from ages past, will receive positions of authority in the ruling of the world according to their faithfulness in life. Those who resisted the Antichrist and paid with their lives during the tribulation will be raised from the dead to join the raptured saints and will also take part in the millennial reign. This will be a time of righteousness and rest, in which the people of earth will enjoy a Garden of Eden existence. The curse, which came upon the earth when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, will be lifted from creation, and the glorious and everlasting kingdom of Christ and his saints will be established in peace and prosperity. The millennial kingdom will have the following characteristics. Satan's powers will be held in abeyance. An angel will come from heaven and bind Satan for 1,000 years, casting him into a bottomless pit. For the first time since the fall, people will dwell in the world without the power of Satan to tempt or torment them. There will be universal peace. Nation will no longer fight against nation, and preparations for warfare will be over. Sickness and disease will be eliminated, and mankind will enjoy longevity. After the curse has been lifted, all who remain will come under the rule and dominion of Christ and will be set free from every disease and sickness. Animal nature will be changed. The venom of the serpent, the sting of the scorpion, the instinct to kill in the wolf and the lion, everything that is savage and brought on by the curse in the animal kingdom will be done away with. Vegetation will be luxuriant. As a result of the curse, vegetation in our world today is stunted. During the millennium, it will once again grow lushly, and even arid areas will flourish. The population will prosper. Those who populate the earth following the Great Tribulation will rebuild and enjoy the rewards of their own labor. There will be no slavery. Annual visits will be made to Jerusalem. People will make yearly visits to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts. Nations will worship God. Christ's government will be a theocracy. All nations that remain will be brought into subjection to the Son of God and will obey the Word of God. During the millennial reign, God will make a new covenant with the people of Israel. After having been purged, judged, and restored during the tribulation, the surviving remnant of the Jews will accept Christ as their Messiah and King and will submit wholeheartedly to his righteous governance. The land will be divided among the tribes as described in Ezekiel 48:1-35. At the close of the millennium, there will be another outbreak of evil when Satan shall be loosed for a little season. A final rebellion will take place as Satan will go out to deceive the nations in the four quarters of the earth and will gather them together to battle against God in a conflict known as the Second Battle of Gog and Magog. The armies will surround the city of Jerusalem. At that point, fire will come down from heaven and destroy them. The devil will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity.